Hey everyone, it's your girl Brittany here and welcome to Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone's doing well out there. To keep up with us here, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and more. Now, if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple or even Anchor, then you can click that follow button to join the Brit Positive fan bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. All the links should be down below so you guys can join in spreading the positivity with us. Now, thank you guys so much for joining us once again. We're about to have an awesome episode where you can tell by the title, we will be discussing a bit of the whole Marvel. So if you're into it, great. If you aren't into it, stay and just listen to the conversation. Just, relax, grab a snack and enjoy the talks, right? Now, I have two special guest co-hosts with me today, and it's just going to be awesome. I have my brother, as you guys already know. My brother Andre. Andre, say hello to the people.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you today.
You see them mentally?
I see them in my heart.
Your heart. Okay. And I have a good friend of mine who's also a big Marvel fan himself. His name is Matt. Welcome to Brit Positive Podcast. You are one of my newer guest co-hosts that has never been on the show. So welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Yes, I'm happy to have you because you are a Marvel guy. You're usually the one that I either text or call and be like, okay, so this new show came out. Tell me about it. Because some of them right now in the whole phase four going to phase five, I have to kind of go to you and just be like, is it worth it? Is it worth my time? And guys, like, just so you know, he's very into Marvel. Like, he's an expert, just like my brother. So I thought this is going to be like Civil War, where I'm bringing Cap and Iron Man together to take on this topic with me. So it's going to be lit. I'll start off quick to just say how I was introduced to Marvel, actually, for you guys out there who might want to know where it all began for me. It came from my brother. He introduced it to me some way, somehow. I don't know. I would say my initial love for it started with Civil War. Like, when my brother was like, you have to see this movie, I was like, I already tried watching Captain America. It's not great. Iron Man was good, but I wasn't a fan yet, guys. I wasn't a fan yet. It's actually the only first Marvel movie I ever watched in my life was like X-Men and the Hulk. Like, I'm talking not even the Incredible Hulk, but the Hulk like way back in the day Hulk, like the one where he can jump. You know, like jump super high. This Hulk can't do that for some weird reason, but hey, to each their own. But those are the ones I was introduced to. So it took a while for me to really become a fan until I watched like Winter Soldier or Guardian of the Galaxy. Like, that's when I was like, okay, I get it.
That one was funny though. If I remember correctly, like when it first came out, you were on vacation. So when you came back, I was just like, oh, you got to see this movie. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. You got to watch it. You got to watch it.
Yeah, I was on vacation and he was there watching Guardians and he's like, Brittany's going to love this. And it's kind of weird how you know me in that way because I never watched Alien stuff, you guys. But it worked out on its own and I really enjoyed it. Matt, you are our first guest co-host for this. We want to welcome you nicely. Tell us, like, how were you introduced to Marvel?
I was introduced to Marvel from a young age. Like, my brother introduced me in, like, you know, with Spider-Man, he first brought out the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. And from there, I just instantly fell in love with the character. And it just made me grow more into, like, learning about the Marvel characters and the whole story aspect and start watching the movies and get more involved in the movies and the comics and everything. So it was really cool. And then, like, obviously with the MCU coming out and being what it is, even following that. So I've been huge with them from day one.
That's cool. That's cool. I do remember Spider-Man myself. Spider-Man, Tobey was my first Spider-Man ever being taught what Spider-Man was. Like, I don't remember the cartoon, or if I did, I only just saw the costume, but I never knew the boy. Like, I didn't know Peter Parker, but I knew Spider-Man, right? So now with the Tobey Maguire movie of Spider-Man, that was when I actually got to see how both of them were the same person this whole time.
Yeah, like, it was cool because, like, even for me, I got to see the comics. I mean, the cartoons as well.
Yeah.
Like, and it was just, like, so I found it very cool to see Peter's in different aspects. So we obviously had the Tobey Maguire, but like to see the animated versions,
yeah,
also like so cool.
And Dre, how were you introduced to Marvel? Like, what was like your first Marvel experience?
As far as I remember, it was watching the original Spider-Man series, the 1960s Spider-Man series in color. So I was watching it, and I used to love it. Then you had, what was it? YTV had the newer version of the Spider-Man. And I was just like, oh man, this looks so much better than the old one. And yeah, I would just watch every Marvel thing on Fox when it would come out. Like Saturday mornings, wake up early, you watch at least one Spider-Man, maybe Hulk. Or Hulk and the Avengers. Or Avengers and Silver Surfer.
Okay, so those were what you watched. I guess I wouldn't know because I wasn't around to watch those with you. But you know what? No, I wasn't awake. The shade. Okay. But hey, so anyway, going into our questions regarding this whole new Marvel thing, you guys, can we just talk about how like Marvel Phase 4 is just, it's not something I enjoy as much. I don't know. So Matt, we're going to start with you. What have you watched so far regarding the Phase 4?
I watch everything. Like, honestly, WandaVision all the way to Love and Thunder. I have had some favorites in regards to the TV shows and the movies. Like Shang-Chi, Doctor Strange, being out of the movies that were released for Phase 4, those were my top two.
Okay.
Thor, like, I was hit and miss with Thor. I'm not going to lie. I did not like how they did Natalie Portman's character of Jane Foster. I kind of felt she was rushed. I felt like her character development was super rushed. And we never got to really see the mighty Thor.
As a woman.
And, I kind of wanted to see Natalie Portman kind of embody that character and kind of take over for Chris Hemsworth. But obviously, in the comics, she does eventually come back as Valkyrie. But we don't know if they're going to portray that. I know Taika Waititi has announced that he's not going to be directing any more Thor movies, so I don't know what direction Marvel's going to be going with that. Ooh. But that was my hit and miss. Like, Eternals being, like, the worst out of all of
them. I can agree with you on that one. No offense to the actors in it, but that story was rough. Offense.
It was just, they just didn't exist. They didn't matter in a way where it was just like, you guys were just there. Like, there was no really any type of, like, relevance to why we needed you guys in the MCU, right? It's not like you guys proved any type of connection to the MCU in any way.
Right.
So, those are, for the movie side, that was, those were my, my movies that that I rated, but I also truly disliked. When it came to the TV shows, however,
okay,
it was a little bit different. I had a lot more favorites with the TV shows. I loved WandaVision. I thought it started off slow. Don't get me wrong. It started off really slow, and it was like very, very weird. Like the first two episodes, I didn't understand what was going on. And even like every week when it progressed, I even thought like, still, I don't understand what's going on. Like, it didn't get to me until like later on when you finally got to see the backstory of why Wanda did what she did. And that's where I kind of grew the connection. Mm-hmm. Even when her and Vision had that whole standoff, I thought that was amazing. I loved it. But that was WandaVision. Falcon Winter Soldier, loved it. I kind of like the buddy cop like aspect of like both Bucky and Sam, and the development of Sam and the reason why he was so scared to man the shield, and I mean, I thought that was really one of, like, no disrespect to WandaVision, but I thought Falcon and Winter Soldier was very dark because it hit a lot of aspects.
True.
Not just racial situations, but, like, just, like, the shield and what it represented. And, like, the fact of, like, that scene when you see
Is it the old guy?
U.S. agent, yeah. Where he just kills the dude with the shield, and you see all the blood on the shield, and I thought that was, like, wow. I've never seen the shield with, like, just dripping blood. Like, you never see
it. Just looked like it just, so that scene on its own was just, like, letting the audience know, like, it's not about the shield, it's who has the shield. Because that particular scene when this guy was chosen by society to be the new Captain America, yet he just went butt wild crazy, that just shows you, like, the shield comes with such respect and responsibility, and it can be tarnished by the wrong person. And I just was that was just kind of interesting to see that in the TV show.
Exactly. I love Loki. I thought Loki had a lot of plot twists. Like, I'm excited for season two because I kind of want to see where they go with season two. And What If, it was cool to kind of see different elements of, like, what if certain things happened in certain universes and stuff like that. I was kind of rooting for Killmonger to kind of be the hero. I didn't think he would be the villain again. Like, it was kind of, like, bittersweet.
Oh.
I kind of wanted to see Killmonger a little bit just kind of be, like, his own anti-hero.
Okay, in the What If TV show?
Yeah, in the What If finale, because it was, like, he ended up turning against everybody else and tried to claim power to be the most powerful person. Hawkeye, loved Hawkeye. I loved Hawkeye. Like, every episode, I thought Hailee Steinfeld, you know, was amazing as Kate Bishop. You know, Jeremy Renner. Like, again, I wasn't a huge Hawkeye fan, because I thought he should have died in Endgame. Like,
dry.
Stupid, in my opinion.
Okay.
That they kept saving him every single time. Like, dude, like, how many times is he going to survive? Like, literally, he survived it.
To be honest.
Situation, and I just never understood why.
No, but to be honest, I thought Avengers, the first one, he should have been done by then. Like, no shade. But he could have. You know, he could have stopped at that. He didn't have to kind of come through the whole franchise to the point where he gets his own show. I was like, guys, you already know. Like, I don't know how we were trying to communicate this to Marvel themselves, but we were like, hey, Black Widow's awesome. Give her something, you know? But anywho, Andre, what are phase four going to phase five? What have you watched so far? And, you know, what do you think was a good show/movie? That you could say one that you enjoyed and one you didn't enjoy.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure that we watched most of the movies that came out last year. So keeping that in mind, it's off the top of my head, like, I watched What If, let's see, What If, WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, as well, yeah, those are the TV shows. Oh, and I watched a part of Loki. I didn't really finish it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how it ended, but I really didn't finish Loki. And I didn't finish Moon Knight or She-Hulk.
Okay.
I don't think I even bothered watching Ms. Marvel or Hawkeye. Because I didn't even know Ms. Marvel came out.
Oh my gosh, okay. Now, out of...
Well, you didn't miss much with Moon Knight. You didn't miss much with Moon Knight or She-Hulk, I'll be honest with you. Moon Knight, as good of a show as it was, horrible finale. I'll say that about Moon Knight, and I'll say that about She-Hulk. So much build-up to just have a crappy, like, finale. Like, it was just bittersweet.
And with Moon Knight, I think I stopped watching it when they went to Egypt. That was the last episode that I watched. And with She-Hulk, it was the episode with Wong and the magicians.
That was for me too. That's when I stopped watching it. for example, for me, I've watched a lot of, like, the movies. I've watched Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. What else did I watch? Eternals, sadly. I regret that one. And, yeah, those are... Oh, and Thor, Love and Thunder. I watched that. As for the TV shows, WandaVision. Watched Loki a little bit, but I stopped. And She-Hulk has been the most recent that I've joined into. Moon Knight, I think I watched only 3 episodes and I just walked away. I was like, this is too crazy for me. I don't know why this guy has this kind of story. I thought it wouldn't be as dark as it was or so on. And Miss Marvel, never seen it and never tried to look at Hawkeye as well. I'm not dissing it. I just didn't feel drawn to watch his own show. Now, going forth, which one in Phase 4 do you think was good? Just one. And which one is not so good?
Which one is good and which one isn't good?
Yeah.
For Phase 4? Mm-hmm. Obviously not good would be Eternals, hands down. Good. That's a tough, like, one good. Like, I would definitely... One that we would rewatch, like no tomorrow, would be definitely... WandaVision, like
I could see, yeah, like, yeah, WandaVision, it wasn't that bad. I could watch that again, maybe. I have a vibe for it. What about you, Dre?
Oh, definitely Captain and the Winter Soldier. Out of all of the ones that I watched, I think I enjoyed that the most, basically because it was the simplest. It was straightforward and to the point.
I know, because WandaVision, you and I were like, our head hurts. Like, we're trying to figure out who's the bad guy. And, like, when I thought it was Agatha, I was like, that's too easy. Like, it can't be. And then it was. And I was like, wow, I really thought it would have been something, like, totally out of, like, West Wing, East Wing kind of situation. But, yeah, and what's a... So that one's a good one that you say is a good Phase 4 TV show / movie that you enjoyed. What's one that's not the greatest for you?
Honestly, I would have to say What If.
I'm hurt. I'm so hurt. I thought we enjoyed that, Dre.
In regards to the What If series, right? It seemed so out of left field that it might as well be a completely different universe in some of them. And some of them actually felt like a What If. So, how do I put this? You had Captain America, right? The What If for Captain America. You had Captain... She wasn't called Captain Britain, or just Peggy Carter, right?
It was Captain Britain.
Captain Britain,
yeah. In What If as well.
Okay, so it was Captain Britain. But that storyline kind of felt as if it was a derivative. And then you had the Wakanda one, which was so out of left field, because they not only killed the Black Panther, but Killmonger was playing... the Wakanda people too. I was like, aren't they a bit too smart for that?
Wait, but in What If, wasn't the Black Panther, King T'Challa, like a Guardians?
But remember, it took place in two different universes. So in the first one, it was the T'Challa wanted to be Star-Lord, right?
Yeah, he became Star-Lord.
Yeah, but in another universe, it was Killmonger. What if Killmonger saved Tony Stark, right? And what would have happened there?
Oh, okay. Interesting. But yes, Dre, so you didn't really enjoy What If. That was the worst. For me, I would say the one I enjoyed out of this whole, like, TV show would be Falcon and Winter Soldier. I actually look forward to every episode. And maybe it's my love for Bucky. To each their own. But
it has nothing to do with the bromance.
I really couldn't care about their bromance. Was cute too. Their bromance was so adorable. But Bucky has my heart. He should have gotten the shield. Okay, yes, come at me, you guys. I understand. But like, Bucky should.
I think the way they made Bucky was not, like, as much as we all wanted Bucky to have the shield, Bucky himself knew he wasn't worthy of the shield.
But it's like, to me, if Cap was to give the shield to Bucky, like, that spoke volumes, because Cap was the one who believed in Bucky to, like get back to his old self, like, because he knew Bucky was a good guy. So it's kind of like Cap, like, was rehabilitated him to being a better Winter Soldier than
he
was.
Yeah, we saw that at the end of Endgame, too, where Cap could have easily gave Bucky the shield, but he chose Sam.
Oh. And there's a very good and or simple reason why. Matt, do you want to tell Brittany, or it's okay if I do?
No, you can tell her. You can tell her.
Basically, though, in the comics, Captain America and Falcon have been working together for a very long time. So between Captain America working with Falcon and Captain America working with Bucky, they have enough of a working relationship that Cap totally trusts Falcon. We didn't see that very much in the movies, but it was always implied that they're basically like
Batman and Robin.
Exactly. It's almost exactly like that.
Okay, I got you. All right. So, yeah, I would say that one was my top one that I enjoyed. And the least one, man, there's so many least for me. It's not even funny, but I'll just stick with one. Eternals. That one was overall like the worst Phase 4 movie I've ever seen. So now going forth, I would like to ask you guys, like, do you feel like Disney Plus, because a lot of the shows are on Disney Plus, in case any of you guys are listening and want to check out these shows we're talking about, they're all there. Do you guys think that Disney Plus has ruined the Marvel experience? Like, the ones we, of course, grew up with watching over the years, and then it's like Disney Plus comes into the room and they're like, okay, we're going to make TV shows and any movies that are out, we're going to get them faster on here and all those things. It's like, did this make it better or did it just make the whole thing worse? Matt, you go first.
I don't think Disney did it bad. I think it was good for Disney to kind of like connect all of them. Because of Disney, we did get shows like Daredevil. Hopefully Jessica Jones can also join and Luke Cage. But again, they're trying to bring everyone together. Like, you know how like Warner Brothers has all DC, all properties of DC is all Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. I think Disney, because it was so spread out with different companies and stuff, they're just trying to bring everyone back. The only thing I would say that I don't like what Disney is doing is I feel like you're censoring too much of the actual content, where you're making it too family oriented. Some of these characters have very dark pasts, and you have to connect to that. And I feel like that's the problem with Disney, is you're too focused on the family aspect that you're not really telling an accurate understanding of like what the characters went through. And I think that's where, for me, I kind of like draw the line with Disney in terms of certain content because of like the censorship of certain characters.
Interesting.
To based on what Matt is saying, you do have a point, which is probably why they pushed for the Ms. Marvel series and the Hawkeye series. Those two IPs are more family oriented, and I just looked at it and was like, yeah, this isn't really for me. Like, Ms. Marvel, I did read a few of the comics when it came out, and I was like, yeah, I've kind of grown past this.
So it's for kids, basically.
Young adults, teen, high school drama.
Okay. I personally feel Disney Plus kind of ruined it for me, because honestly, I had no problem going to see a Marvel movie. That was what Marvel was to me. It wasn't a TV show. And if anything had to be a TV show, make it a cartoon, okay? I watch a cartoon if it's really good, because when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, and I was so obsessed with it that I was like, man, I would watch this again and again, which I did, but I wanted more, and I couldn't wait for like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So I went around and I saw it, like, at the time Disney XD had like the Guardians of the Galaxy TV show, and it had these cartoons of Gamora and Star-Lord, and that was okay. That was like enough for me, you know? I didn't need anything more than that. And I feel that's what Disney Plus should have gone with, is to just make like like, you see What If, the cartoons and the graphics and such, like, that was okay for me. And, like, let that just be our little thing. If we needed, like, a quick Marvel pick-me-up, we could just go watch a cartoon of it in the nice graphics they did for What If. But, like, leave the movies and the story, like, to have that room for that depth and dark, like, twisted stuff for us to, like, really grow with the characters, because now everything's super rushed. And, you know, Thor Love and Thunder, I couldn't believe it was on Disney Plus already. I was like, wow, no one went to see it, clearly, because I swear it was just like 2 weeks ago it was released and now it's on Disney Plus. Like, the seriousness, the event of going, the last event feeling that I had when regarding a Marvel movie or any such thing was Spider-Man. That was giving me like nostalgia in going to see a Marvel movie. But not for Thor or any other movie that's been out but Spider-Man. So
that is what saved my hopes for Marvel in terms of what they're going with. Because, again, we're in the multiverse saga. And I think that Spider-Man, even Doctor Strange, just them, like, bringing in former heroes that have played iconic roles to come back and play these characters again. Like, it shows you what can be if Marvel just decides to play ball a little bit and just, like, let the creative people do their jobs. I think that Disney, Marvel need to, like, take a little break themselves and let the creative teams, like, kind of create their stories of how they want to these characters to kind of make sense in this day's MCU. Because it used to, like, back in the Infinity Saga, every character that you saw played an important part in every single movie leading up to the Avengers. And we don't see that really in the Multiverse Saga. Like, everybody's so scattered. There's really no unity.
Yeah, that's true.
In the Infinity Saga. So I think that, like, for if Disney and Marvel can, like, do that for themselves, where they just say, you know what, let's let the creative teams kind of do their own thing, I think that it'll be a lot better for them.
Hey guys, it's your girl Brit Positive here, and thank you so much for listening to part one of what's going on with Marvel Phase 4. Tune in next time for part two, coming soon.